Your gear will be then checked 3 times by certified personnel. After that, you will follow the worn path through the forest, where you will eventually find another door. When opened, that door will lead you out of SCP-860-1 and back into our reality. This mission, like most of our expeditions here at the Foundation, does not guarantee survival. Anyone that enters will be equipped with a handheld camcorder and an audio headset for communication with me back at control. Subjects will be chosen based on a variety of factors, including physical and psychological evaluations by our medical staff.
That is, of course, unless we have any volunteers in the crowd.
We'll do it!
Wait, really?
Any particular reason why?
We were both avid outdoorsmen before we got sentenced here. It would be nice for us to see the world outside the Foundation walls again, even if it's not our world.
Mr. Moore, your thoughts?
We'll still need to run our tests to qualify you for the exploration. But as long as there's no significant issue with the results, Dr. Buck and I have no reason not to select one of you.
We would like to go together if possible. We work better as a team.
Mr. Moore, you've never sent more than one person in there at a time, correct?
Correct. I suppose that could potentially lead to some new findings. I'll have to get approval from the site director.
This won't sway us from cooperating in the mission in any way, but out of curiosity, does anyone ever escape SCP-860-1?
Of course. How else would we know that there's a door on the other side of the path that leads back to our reality?
Sorry, our apologies. That was a stupid question.